Japanese internment is one of the darkest moments in BC's history and is a topic that many Canadians are unaware of. After the attack on Pearl Harbor in late 1941, Japanese Canadians were racially discriminated and stereotyped against. Citizens were uncomfortable living with the Japanese and were scared of them. In my opinion, this event was completely unjust. Japanese citizens were uprooted out of their lives and sent to these horrid camps. At these camps, they would do forced labor and would live in poor conditions. In many cases, they had to hang these draw sheets around their bunks to have some sense of privacy. These camps were overcrowded as thousands of people were crammed into these dormitories. Along with the internment of the Japanese people, their possessions were seized. Things such as houses, vehicles, and weapons were all taken. These motions were considered to be safety measures by many, as Canadians thought a Japanese attack was imminent. Not only were people's belongings taken, families were also separated. The men, women, and children were all separated into different camps. The men would do hard labor in the fields, while the women would work in the kitchens. In an effort to isolate the Japanese, many of the camps were located in the BC's interior, in towns such as Merritt and Lillooet. This internment also violated basic human rights and many constitutional rights for that matter. It was essentially racial profiling. The government had no motive or reason whatsoever. During that time period, all Japanese people were targets, even people who had been living there for generations. In conclusion, the internment of Japanese Canadians in the 1940s is one of the lowest points in BC's history, from people being taken away, belongings being seized, and families being separated. This was also one of the biggest human rights violations in Canada's history. To inflict such damage to a group of people based on prejudice is unforgivable. Even with Prime Minister Mulroney's apology in 1988, the people affected won't ever forget the harsh treatment of their ancestors.